Hello, my loves, and welcome to this meditation based around self-love, helping you connect more deeply with yourself, calling in some healing hands and some help from Goddess Aphrodite, asking her to deepen the relationship that we have with ourselves, to deepen the amount of reverence that we have for our being, for our body, for our soul, and for our magic. So, before we begin, I'd like to ask you to get very comfortable where you're seated or lying down. Taking a moment to notice any tension in your body and taking a moment to breathe into that tension, giving permission for your beautiful body to soften, to unfurl, to relax, and to draw in more oxygen. And as you breathe in, you might like to bring your palms open back towards your tummy. And as you exhale, sliding them back down your knees. Whatever feels right, maybe bringing that gentle movement to your hands. Opening them and pulling them back down, just to bring that connection to your mind, to your breath, and to your body. Sitting here for a moment and just noticing the way the air smells around you. Noticing the way the ground or the chair beneath you feels. Noticing the weight of your body wherever it is seated. Inhaling again and allowing your body to sink even deeper. Allowing yourself to soften into the space beneath you. Allowing your thoughts to travel down to the earth beneath where you are held, to the damp soil. Keep traveling, keep visualizing about 6 feet into the earth. Notice the earth star glistening underneath you. And allow yourself to be rooted to the earth, tethered to the earth, securely attached and grounded by that earth star. Taking a moment to give thanks and pay our deepest respects to the true custodians of the land upon which we walk. Bowing our heads with respect, carrying our heart in our hands, and giving thanks for the privilege of simply existing this land. Breathing in deeply through the nose and expanding your chest, holding and exhaling, giving a little bit of a shake as you do so. And with every breath in, bringing some more movement, more wiggles to your body. Noticing the way that your body moves, noticing the way that it wiggles and shakes, noticing that divine feminine within you starting to awaken. You might like to roll your arms, your shoulders, your fingers. You might like to move your hips. You might like to do a little shimmy. Whatever comes to you is that energy awakening within you that needs to be awakened right now. Allow it to flow. We are opening that beautiful divine feminine energy within you. We are allowing it to flow. And we are open to receiving more of that activation from Goddess Aphrodite as we call her in deeply to work with us during this meditation. I really want to reiterate, please do what feels comfortable during this time. So if you're reaching your hands up to the sky and pulling down her energy, do it. If you feel like you want to stretch or maybe do some somatic movement, do it. If you feel like you want to dance, If you feel like you're wanting to move your body, touch your body, do it. Allow that beautiful divine feminine energy to absolutely awaken within you. You've been brought here to this meditation because you are deeply worthy, because you are deeply feminine, because you are inherently magnetic, because you have been avoiding your divine feminine energy, because you've been sitting in your masculine for far too long, because you've been guarding your heart, because you've been gathered and armored and really pulled down together, keeping yourself small, keeping yourself palatable, keeping yourself safe. And I ask that Aphrodite steps in to work with you, as well as you allowing her to work with you, to say no more keeping small, no more keeping safe, no more keeping quiet. Noticing that when that energy free flows through your body, how alive you begin to feel. Noticing that energy as it warmly glows throughout your body, where are you feeling it most? Where are your hands drawn to? Is it your womb? Is it your hips? Is it your legs? Is it your shoulders? Maybe it's your ankles. Maybe it's your head. Maybe it's your hair. Where are you feeling that your energy is being deeply awakened? And as we breathe deeply and open our chest just a wee bit more, understanding that we're allowing and giving permission for Aphrodite to activate the divine feminine goddess within us. Aphrodite is unashamed in owning her beauty. She knows that she's a force to be reckoned with, and she knows that her sensual divine feminine is here to help her rather than hinder her. It's a gift. And it doesn't look a certain way. In fact, it's different for everybody. That's the beauty of the feminine. Understanding that when we stop resisting the way in which we're inherently made, our power returns to us. We're not pretty men, we're women. And as you move your body just a little more, bring a little more wild movement to your body. Perhaps you might like to stretch out your hips. Perhaps you might like to stretch out your pelvis. Whatever feels right, there's no wrong way here. I want you to place one hand on your heart and one hand on your womb. And as you breathe in, I want you to visualize the heart and the womb connecting by a beautiful thread. Perhaps it's light. Perhaps it's a thread made of glittery gold. Perhaps it's a ruby red or a pale pink. Witnessing that channel between your heart and your womb. Witnessing that channel light up, activate, elevate, and enliven who you are. Breathing into that area and feeling that energy build. Anchoring back to the ground whenever you feel you need to. Noticing your feet on the floor, your body on your bed, anchoring back to the earth when it feels a little overwhelming. Really allowing that energy from your womb to your heart to align. You might notice the white light above your head, the golden light. You might start to feel warm as you really drink in the presence of Aphrodite working with you. And as you breathe and exhale, I want you to notice a thread that's crafted in your heart space, and it climbs all the way up your throat, activating your heart and your throat channel, allowing you to deeply speak from the emotion of your heart and from the wisdom of your womb. Powerful, irrational maybe, emotional, out of your power, you're deeply intuitive, you're awakened, you're deserving, you're authoritative. Listen and sparkle more brightly. And every breath in, you notice that thread becoming brighter, stronger, more apparent. You might like to trace your finger from your belly button to your heart, to your throat, and under your chin. want you to take a deep breath and raise your shoulders up to your ears. And as you exhale, I want you to roll. Maybe it's a little one, maybe it's big. I want you to activate that energy within you. Aphrodite, revered for her beauty, revered for her sensuality, her sense of fertility, her desire, her eroticism. It's all part of that innate feminine power that we're turned against, right? The other side of Aphrodite is people like to describe her as jealous, bitter. But when she presents to me, she always shows me that she has a keen sense of sisterhood. She's quite well known for lending her magic powers, her belt especially, to her sisters. She doesn't need to be liked, but she's here to love. Allow her to activate that within you. I'm just going to leave you here for a moment to bask in this beautiful, warm, feminine energy. Knowing that to be feminine doesn't mean soft. It can do. It doesn't always mean kind and nice and flowery. It means encompassing all parts. To me, being feminine means being inherently messy. Whether that be through the state of my wardrobe at times, the times it's absolutely stunningly flawless, whether that be through my hair, and you're not attaching it to you. As you breathe in, I want you to alchemize the shame through the love in your heart, through the graciousness that you have for yourself, through the tenderness that you can show your own heart. And I want you to watch, and you can take as much time as you need, that shame slowly dissipate. As that rock is smaller and smaller, transmuted by the power of love, unconditional love, and graciousness. There is nothing that you have done in this lifetime or those before that could ever deem you as unworthy of love. You are love. You are love. Really allow those words to sink into your heart, into your belly, into your soul. You not only are loved, you are love. You're here to discover a deeper love. And it starts with you, my love. If you'd like to place your hand, one of your palms, or breathe out in front of you, upturned to the sky, I ask that Goddess Aphrodite place something in your hand. Maybe it's a symbol. Maybe it's her hand in yours. Maybe it's just a strong sense of knowing, a strength of warmth, sense of warmth. This is her gift to you today. As you hold it, as you view it, as you seek to understand it a little more deeply, thank Aphrodite for her gifts today. Thank her for her activation of your heart, of your womb, of your throat, of your crown. And when you feel ready, give yourself a big hug. Wrap your arms around your shoulders, sealing that beautiful self-love experience that you've been able to delve into today. Stay here for as long as you need. When you feel ready, you can bring your awareness back to the room, wiggle your toes and your arms and your hand. I'm going to let this music gently fade out. And come back to this space at any time. Always remembering, you are love. You are love.